And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This world, if nothing else, is an unstable place, full of uncertainty. 2 years ago, who would have thought, as we were enjoying a modestly comfortable life without too much going on, that our economy would tank and that we would go from a time of general peace in the world to one of war and chaos, that we'd have good health, and then it would all be taken away. We never could have imagined that just a little later, we would go through all of these things for a year and better, that we would be masked and then locked down. We would see riots in the streets, buildings, businesses burning. We would watch as the higher-ups try to tell us that we must educate our children on critical race theory and all of the trans-isms. And now we're watching this issue of a so-called gas shortage. But keep in mind, these things, they're all planned. Remember how communism works. They want to keep you in fear. That's how they destroy the human spirit. That's how they get slaves from free people, is by keeping you in fear. But they won't keep you in continual fear, because people will generally recognize it and will then stand up for themselves. But the fear comes in waves. And notice how it's been all throughout this year and last year. First, it was talk of the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, as some people would like to call it. But we have that, and then, oh, it's going to get bad, and then they give us masks and tell us how terribly bad it is. And then for a while, everything sort of seems to simmer down a little bit, but just for a little bit. And then they come up with, well, the riots, I think, were the next thing. And then when the riots settled down and everything was calm for just a little bit, then another thing would come. And just over about the past month or so, we had experienced a little bit of a break between things. And now, with the so-called gas shortage here, it's all planned. And it's all communist. Just keep that in mind. But in an always changing world, a frightening world sometimes, as it is today, it is necessary not to be like a reed blowing in the wind. If you remember that gospel from Advent, when St. John the Baptist is compared to, compares the weak man, our Lord, rather, compares a weak man to a reed, just blowing back and forth. Whichever way the wind blows, he goes. We can't do that. Even when they try to keep us in fear, we can't allow ourselves to bend to their wishes. Like a reed being blown in the wind, we must stand firm. We must stand up for what is right. But how are we to do this when we have not the strength in ourselves to keep going on through all of these trials and tribulations? We must have an anchor. This anchor is God himself, unchanging, immovable, all-powerful and almighty. And the thought that this is not, this world of ours always changing, is not our lasting abode, that can be an anchor for us too. We are only just passing through, trying to gain all the merits we can, even in this hard time. All of these trials can be for us very meritorious as we labor for heaven. But as Our Lady told Saint Bernadette, and it can go for all of us too, I do not promise you happiness upon this earth, only in the next. Stay with that thought when you get troubled. But the feast of the Ascension gives us many a lesson. The lessons are as follows. One, that our Lord ascended into his to heaven to prove that his kingdom is not of this world. Kingdoms and empires of this world are earthly and passing. You see it all throughout history. The Roman Empire, and then many of the others that you've seen all throughout history. Powerful kingdoms based upon wealth and the power of weak flesh. And remember that the Jewish people, they too, at the time of our Lord, they expected an earthly type of kingdom, a political kingdom. And they still await this kingdom and their Messiahs. But Christ's kingdom is nothing like a kingdom of this world. It is spiritual, it's eternal, and its riches too are spiritual, as we see by the fact that he placed his throne, the king placed his throne in heaven. That's his kingdom. It is not of this world. And so the first lesson is just that, that we must seek, therefore, the kingdom that is above. Seek spiritual things. Don't seek satisfaction in this life. Don't think that the government is going to fix things and make everything right for you materially. Your Savior is not the government. Your Savior is sitting on a throne at the right hand of the Father as we speak. And he is enjoying his rest. As we speak, this is all going on in another kingdom, another world. We mustn't forget that. The second lesson is that our Lord ascended into heaven in order to teach us to follow him there in heart and in mind. We must believe that, as sacred scripture tells us, we are pilgrims and strangers on the earth, seeking a country, fellow citizens with the saints and the domestics of God. Through all the turmoil of this world, this thought should stabilize us. To know that we are citizens with the saints, or we hope to be one day. The third lesson, he ascended so that he may appear in the presence of God for us, as St. Paul tells us, and fulfill for us the office of advocate with the Father. Nothing should be of a greater joy than this. Our Lord is on his throne. He kept his wounds from the Passion for a purpose, that through all eternity he would show them to his Father and say, "See what I have done for my people." And he pleads for us before the Father whenever we fall, whenever we sin. And he begs his Father to forgive us. "Look at these wounds," he says. And the fourth lesson is that he ascended into heaven in order to prepare for us a place. The moment he ascended into heaven, he threw open the gates which were closed by the sin of Adam. No soul could enter that kingdom, but he threw open the gates and he led his people to their thrones. And he secured for us a way to attain this place. But there is a place. There is a throne. At this moment, remember, that used to be occupied, or was meant to be occupied, by an angel. But the angel betrayed God and fell into the pits of hell. That empty throne may have your name on it. And it's up there, just waiting for the time that you occupy it. So, the lessons for today: this world isn't ours. We're pilgrims on our way to another land. If Christ were on earth, then we'd cherish a sort of earthly affection for him and want to remain here. But no, he ascended to heaven to show us your affections must be heavenly and seek him there. He ascended that these affections would be elevated and that we might no longer seek earth and material things, because nothing on earth satisfies. And so in these days, we must especially, perhaps now more than ever, look heavenward, because there we have a throne, there we have a kingdom, there we have a king, and we have a queen in our Blessed Mother. And that place is a place of unchanging peace and of perfect bliss that no enemy can enter into, no enter can destroy. So, in the midst of all this turmoil, may the thought of heaven and your throne always anchor you so that you're not blown like a reed in the wind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.